Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 29 people were injured when a makeshift explosive device blew up in the London train system during Friday's morning rush hour. No life-threatening injuries have been reported, and 8 of those hurt have been treated and sent home. British Prime Minister Theresa May told the nation that the danger may not be over.
The Joint Terrorism Analysis Centre, that's the independent organisation which is responsible for setting the threat level on the basis of available intelligence, has now decided to raise the national threat level from severe to critical. This means that their assessment is that a further attack may be imminent.
The Islamic State group is claiming that the explosion was carried out by an affiliated unit. The UN Security Council has condemned North Korea's highly provocative ballistic missile test that flew over Japan, and U.S. President Donald Trump lashed out at Pyongyang.
America and our allies will never be intimidated. We will defend our people, our nations, and our civilization from all who dare to threaten our way of life.
The Security Council stressed that all member states must fully and immediately implement all relevant resolutions. The Kurdish region's parliament voted on Friday evening to approve the holding of a controversial referendum on support for independence on September 25th. Kurdish leaders have come under increasing pressure to call off the vote, fearing it could plunge the region into greater instability as the fight against the Islamic State group grinds to a close. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media networks like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for stories, pictures, and more. This is VOA News.